the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this live radio broadcast. Today is the 15th of June, year 2016, and we've entitled tonight's program, Orlando and More. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program, as always, to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I am. We also dedicate this program to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. to my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Interestingly enough, we mentioned Paleo-Hebrew. The closest that you will hear in this world today to that ancient language is the Welsh language, the Gaelic languages in general, but in particular, the Welsh language. The song playing at the beginning of the program was by Stephen Voss, We Must Take America Back, and absolutely so, a most fitting song. I thought it was a very excellent choice for tonight. He mentions we need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Boy, if that doesn't speak volumes about the white nations of this world today, nothing does. But then again, maybe if we had leaders who were of our kind, this wouldn't be so. Instead of aliens, and particularly instead of Jews. I don't know how many times you're going to have to be told this before it sinks in through those thick skulls that you have, but every time we mention a problem in our white nations, this would apply to other nations of the world, but we're going to focus on the white nations because the white or Israelite peoples are the ones the Jews hate the most, because the stopping of their sickening, mental, demonic plan to rule the world will come from the Caucasian Israelites. That is why they have to subdue us, brainwash us, bind us. The other races aren't going to do that. That's why you'll only see whites ever charged with hate crimes. You'll only see whites ever put upon with, quote, diversity. Racial guilt will only be put upon whites via the Jew propaganda. There's a lot going on here, folks. I've got a whole list of notes here. I don't have any idea if we'll get through it all or not. But you need to wake up, folks. I listened to an X-22 report that we will cover here later on in the broadcast. At the very end, there was a warning that there was a person who works for a government, whether it's state or federal, I don't know. I assume it to be state, that they were working on a project that was to be finished by the end of June in 2018, and they were just notified that that has to be moved up in the project that he's working on, or she, don't know what sex, has to be finished before the end of June 2016. Yeah, that's right, just weeks away. It's a sign. I'm not trying to predict anything. I'm not telling you what to do, but it's a sign. What's the scripture say about a prudent man? A prudent man sees disaster coming and prepares for it, whereas the foolish go on and suffer. Do they not? For those who wish to help us out financially or take advantage of the information we have there, our website at the moment is still up, and that's www.byyahwehsdesign.com. For comments or questions after the program, send them to this email address, bydpastordan@yahoo.com. And starting tonight, I'm going to attempt, anyway, to monitor the chat room that's provided at eurofolkradio.com. And I will be listed there as Pastor Dan 53. So again, I'm not going to monitor it continuously, but I will try to check it from time to time. And as I said, we have an awful lot of stuff going on, folks. And not the least of which is this complete hoax called Orlando and the Pulse nightclub. It is another false flag, no different than Boston, no different than Sandy Hook, no different than Oklahoma City. Yes, did people actually get hurt? Obviously, at Oklahoma City, they did. But the thing of it is, it was not Timothy McVeigh, and it sure as hell was not a truck full of fertilizer and fuel oil. sooner or later, you've got to turn your brains on, people. Please. You've got to stop being manipulated by emotion driven by propaganda. For God's sakes, if you're that weak, turn those damn televisions, otherwise known as Talmud visions, off. And if you need to, turn your damn computers off. If you're weak, then stop putting yourself into the position to be tempted to be propagandized and manipulated, because that's what's going on. The Jew learned a long time ago that the white man, if you press his buttons emotionally, his brain shuts off. And even worse than the white man is the white woman. And again, this isn't all of the men and women, obviously. But far too many of our people this affects. Couple quotes here. Thomas Jefferson had this to say a long time ago, and it's still true today. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. I want you to burn that one into your brain tonight, because these draconian misfits that claim to be the leaders of this nation, when they are not, they are merely criminals posing as legitimate government. They have all manner of injustice has already been committed, and they have more in store for us. As I say that, please remember, those of us that have studied how the Bolshevik Jew communists have taken over other countries of the world, the very first thing they have to do is disarm you. Let me repeat that. The very first thing a communist will do after he's done brainwashing you to death, just before the roundups, just before the mass executions, just before the concentration camps, just before the mass murders, the Jew Bolshevik communists will disarm you. You see, first they try to disarm you mentally and spiritually. Then they try to disarm you physically by taking your means of defense, self-defense, away. Therefore, let me reiterate what we've said on this program many, many times. Never surrender your weapons. Whatever form your weapons take, never, ever, under any circumstances. As the philosopher John Locke, who had great influence over the founding fathers of this nation, John Locke said, any man who attempts to disarm you is your mortal enemy. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Any man or group of men, and you can throw women in there too, any group trying to disarm you for any reason is your mortal enemy. Don't you ever forget that. I pray Yahweh will allow us to form the Sons of Yahweh, which will be a group for self-defense, much as the Sons of Liberty were back when this nation had not even come into existence yet, when we were just colonies. The Sons of Liberty for defense, much as the South formed the Ku Klux Klan for defense after the War of Northern Aggression, because there was no law, there was no protection of the people of the South. And for you simpletons that don't know a damn thing, and there's plenty of you out there, you don't know the history of the Ku Klux Klan, just like you don't know the real history of Germany and the German Workers' Party called National Socialists. You don't know the history of Adolf Hitler and the Waffen-SS. You don't know much of anything, actually. You're just a bunch of dumbass ignoramuses. And I'm getting to the point where my language is going to be off color at times because the times call for it. Because nothing seems to waken people today. They are so brain dead, it begs description. It's unbelievable. So if I feel it needs it, I will use a more colorful word to get the point across. I pray the sons of Yahweh will come into existence, and shall we do that? Yes, we should, and we should form it after the Waffen-SS. Now, if you don't know anything about the Waffen-SS, I suggest you get off your lazy ass and you go buy some history books, and I'm talking about the good ones, not the edited ones, not the expunged ones by Jews and other publishers under Jew control. Go get books that were actually written by people who knew what the Waffen-SS was all about. I have such a book as that right here on my shelf. Speaking of leaders who lead us, in that book on the Waffen-SS, it was known that the leaders, the commanders, were at the front lines of their troops. They didn't sit behind in bunkers or a safe distance away ordering their men into the line of fire. The commanders, lieutenants, captains, etc. of the Waffen-SS led their men into battle. Much as Aryan history, the history of the white race, all through the ages, when we had real men with testosterone in their veins, when the call for war went forth, they stood at the front and led the men into battle. If it's a fight worth fighting, then by God, get out in the front. It's the cowards in Washington. It's the cowards in the Pentagon that don't mind killing you or your relatives in these no-win wars. They're not leaders. They're criminals. They go along with what's going on because the Jew puts enough shekels into their pockets that they keep their mouths shut. Traitors. Cowards. We know who you are. Trust me. Unity, ladies and gentlemen, is an action, not just a word. Unity. I used to make an acronym from Unity is the United Nation of Israel, the people, under the theocracy of Yahweh. UNITY. Our nation united under the theocracy of Yahweh. Hallelujah. There's victory there, isn't there? Another quick quote. This is Mahatma Gandhi. He said, first, they ignore you. Pastor Eli and the rest of our hosts here at Eurofolk certainly know what that's all about. Then they laugh at you. Those of us with family know what that's all about. Then they fight you. Well, those of us on the front lines know how the Jew tries that through such idiotic groups as the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League, all Jew organizations, all basically hit squads of Jews trying to keep dissent and the truth from coming out. So we know about that. Then you win, according to Mahatma Gandhi. Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There is a call here. Before I get to the call, let me, Psalm 119, 103, blessed are the souls that thirst for grace, hunger, and long for righteousness. They shall be well supplied and fed with living streams and living bread. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Again, Psalm 119, verse 103. I got an email today that there is a group calling for a time of prayer and fasting. I'll read this real quick of what they'd sent me. All a Christian has to do is look around and see a very different world. It is not hard to see the world through the eyes of other nations, and they see the most evil government and world one could imagine. Take a good look, a good close look. Our leaders are our enemies, and they proceed with complex destruction of this once Christian nation. Three separate times the Supreme Court declared this a Christian nation. It could not do that today. We have taken our God, Yahweh, out of our schools, churches, legal system, and our government. Whether they be Democrat or Republican makes no difference. They are still led by satanic forces, otherwise called Jews, and there is no stopping them until complete destruction is upon us. We are being overrun by the locusts talked about in the Bible. They are here to wipe us out and destroy the New Jerusalem given to us by our Heavenly Father, Yahweh Elohim God. Is it time to repent, pray, and fast like never before in recorded history? There's only a slight window to give us a little more time to turn our country around. There may be a little time left, but the window gets smaller by the day. Churches across this country are now getting together in prayer each night at 8 o'clock. We may not even have until election time without complete destruction falling upon us. Spread this request all over this once great nation and stand up and face our enemies head on and say, no more. Our Elohim God will do our bidding if we can come together as a united nation. Let me stop here for a minute. That word nation means race. It's the same root that the word nativity, natal, etc. come from. Nation. Race, one race in prayer and make changes in our own lives and the lives of those around us. Do not settle for the usual. Make a difference and do not water down your faith to make things just acceptable. This is our last hope. After this life will be a living hell like never before. It's up to you. Do you want to be as you always have been, just complacent? Or do you want to really make a change and a difference that is long overdue? Either way, may our God Yahweh have mercy on our souls. It's time to make calls, lead groups, send faxes, send letters, and email all those that you know. Even Facebook and Twitter should be used for this task. The big question is, do you care enough about your country, your family, and your Elohim God to start a movement to defeat Satan? It's left up to you. Again, that was sent to me by a gentleman. I would have worded it slightly different, but you get the point. Time is short. There's a lot of stuff going on. None of it good. It's time for the wake up. And as I said, I would attempt to keep track in case there's a comment or question, and it's the chat that's available at eurofolkradio.com. Okay, now before I get into this Orlando thing and a whole lot more, I wanted to read Nahum chapter 1 real quick. Now this is about the city of Nineveh, but it applies a lot to what's happening today. As I read it, I hope you'll see why I said that. So Nahum chapter 1, a revelation about Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. Yahweh is a jealous Elohim God and avenges. Yahweh avenges and is full of wrath. Yahweh takes vengeance on his adversaries, and he maintains wrath against his enemies. Yahweh is slow to anger and great in power, and will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. Yahweh has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan languishes and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languishes. The mountains quake before him and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at his presence, yes, the world, and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his indignation? Who can endure the fierceness of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. Please take note of that. As we look at Obadiah 18, his wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken apart by him. Yahweh is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who take refuge in him. Stopping here for a second. Write down in your notes, Psalm 91. He knows those who take refuge in him. Psalm 91 is the soldier's psalm. You should be reading that frequently. But with an overflowing flood, he will make a full end of her place and will pursue his enemies into darkness. What do you plot against Yahweh? He will make a full end. Affliction won't rise up the second time. For entangled like thorns and drunken as with their drink, they are consumed utterly like dry stubble. Again, reference Obadiah, verse 18. There is one gone out of you who devises evil against Yahweh, who counsels wickedness. Yahweh says, though they be in full strength, and likewise many, even so they will be cut down, and he shall pass away. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. Now will I break his yoke from off you, and will burst your bonds apart. Yahweh has commanded concerning you, no more descendants will bear your name. Out of the house of your gods will I cut off the engraved image and the molten image. I will make your grave, for you are vile. Behold, on the mountains the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Keep your feasts, Judah. Perform your vows, for the wicked one will no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. The book of Revelation and the testimony given in that book about Babylon in the latter days, what will happen to her. In a very short time, her judgment comes. She shall burn. Burn! Didn't we just not say here that Yahweh's judgment is like fire? She shall burn. And the merchants are weeping and wailing. The merchants, not you and me, ladies and gentlemen. The merchants, the people tied up in the mercantile eighth beast, as Pastor Eli refers to it, the Rothschild banking empire, that false beast economic system based on fiat money, it dies a quick death. It is the merchants and all of those who have put their faith and their trust in a false god called money. Those of you who have done the bidding of the Jew for his shekels, his blood money, You stand with the merchants, because mammon and gold are your false idols, your false gods. So the punishment upon the Jews and all that they have done will also fall upon those who do the bidding of these same demonic people. You know who you are. You know what you do is wrong, but you do it because you want power. You want a pat on the back. You want a few more shekels in your bank account. You want the promises that you will stand with the Jew as he leads the world, because that is their goal, to be the masters of this world. They've stated it in so many different articles, it's beyond belief. And yet the ignoramuses still don't know it, because their preachers have led them to the slaughter. Yeah, you Judeo-Christian preachers with your syrupy sweet sermons, canned sermons given to you by the organized Judeo-Christian false apostate church, teaching that Satan's kids are God's chosen people, teaching the doctrines of devils to your congregations, leading them to the slaughter. You are condemned. A double judgment is upon your heads, so saith Yahweh. In fact, the day will come, it says in Scripture, that your own parents will help us hunt you down. Yeah, we will hunt you down. Make no mistake about it. As it says here in Nahum chapter 1, as it says in Psalm 91, as it says in Obadiah verse 18, as it says in the book of Revelation, judgment's coming. Oh, Satan and his kids are angry for a short time because their time is short. Oh, yeah, they're panicking now. That's why they can pull off stunts like Orlando. And it's done so poorly and so mismanaged. But they're desperate. They've got to make their end move. And so they'll have to tolerate the fact that idiots and retards are put in charge of orchestrating these events and trying to put one over on us. The weak-willed, the weak-minded, they'll buy it. Trust me, I've been in the sports bars. I've been in the lounges where that idiot box, the Talmud visions up there, putting their nonsense up there, and the prostitutes, the whores of the mainstream media, constantly talking about this terrible tragedy. Oh, 50. Now it was 49. Now it's 50. 50 people gunned down. Oh, my God. It's such a terrible. Oh, the worst case of terrorism. Of course, other than Oklahoma City, Randy Weaver, the Branch Davidians, 9/11. But this one somehow is the worst. And it goes on and on and on. And then you see the bleeding hearts, the effeminate men and the women. Oh, this is so terrible. We've got to do something with these weapons. Weapons? Did a weapon walk into that building? First of all, where's the bodies? This is a staged event. There are none. But you simpletons that actually think 50 people were shot, do you think, if that even did happen, that the weapon walked in there by itself? You clowns don't even know what weapon was involved. You don't even see the autopsy reports that says how these people died. It was in a dark building. It was enclosed. There's no eyewitnesses and no video inside, except for the stage actors, and they are piss poor. The worst I've ever seen. So those people could have been knifed to death for all you know, and you're all out there crying for gun control to take our weapons away from us. You're falling right in line with Satan's kids to try to disarm those that would save you. You know, you're the same kind of ilk that cheered as the German soldiers were gunned down, when it was Germany trying to stand between the Red Army, the Bolsheviks, who were the murderers, the rapists, the butchers that they are, as true Bolshevik communists always are. It was the Germans who decided and took an oath to fight the communists unto death. And you cheered as we bombed them and burnt them alive. You're the same kind of mental midget that buys this garbage over a Jew-controlled Talmud vision and actually cheers your own enemies on while those trying to save your sorry asses are dying. It's unbelievable. Stuart 41 says, if 50 fags were gunned down, how is that a bad thing? I understand what he means by that, but that's not the point. First of all, there were no 50 anybody's gunned down. This is all a staged event to allow them to set us up for what's coming next. This creature, this hideous charlatan in the White House, has vowed to sign the UN treaty that would basically disarm the average American. Now, the question is, do we care what this guy signs at the United Nations? Last time I checked, I'm not a United Nations citizen, and they have no jurisdiction over us. Now, if that automaton in the White House wants to disarm and get rid of his Secret Service protection and everything else to satisfy his UN buddies, hey, more power to you, son. You go for it. But I'll be damned if you're going to disarm my family, because I don't care what you sign. I could care less what the UN says. The UN is filled with the same kind of misfits that we've got in Washington, D.C. What the hell do we care what they say? What the hell do we care what that misfit, who is an unconstitutional interloper sitting in the White House, what the hell do we care what he wants? Last time I checked, he's not king of America. Last time I checked, we still have, as pitiful as they are, there's still a sitting Congress there. They better get off their butts and start doing their jobs, because they're not doing it now, that's for sure. Let's see, that says, it isn't, and this is a response to the previous comment. It says, it's not a bad thing, but it may lead to more queers demanding for gun regulations. Stuart 41 says, that is what it really is all about, gun control. Right, exactly. No, and our one listener is over in England, and I am really saddened by the fact that my cousins across the ocean have allowed themselves to be disarmed by their lack of leadership. They're interlopers over there too. You don't have real leaders. If your leaders aren't pure Aryans, you don't have leaders. Even the scripture says that all of our leaders should come from the house of Israel. That's us, Jacob, the descendants of Jacob, the 12 tribes, the white race on this planet. That's us. And until the Jews, through guys like Jacob Javits in the 1960s and his band of Jewish merry men, until they got a hold of our immigration policy, pretty much the only rightful immigration allowed was that of Europeans. There could be other people here on visas and other things like that to learn and to get an education and go back home. This was a Aryan nation. And there are Supreme Court sites clear into the late 1800s that prove it. We're not going to waste the time here. If you don't know that, then you're just dumber than a box of rocks, and you need to tune into another station that'll soothe your ego, make you feel good. After all, that's what we're all about today, right? Make you feel good. We don't want to hurt your feelings, so you got to feel good. So you go to church and listen to that preacher preach utter nonsense so that you can feel good. Or go to school and learn the political correct and diversity garbage so you can feel good. Even as you watch your nation destroyed, as you watch the aliens flood in, if you had real leadership, then where are they? If you had legitimate leadership, where are they? It's not a mystery what needs to be done. It's not a mystery at all. Gee, Christmas people, it's time to wake up. There have been all kinds of YouTubes and articles written exposing Orlando as a false flag. And it's one of a number of false flags that's coming about. And again, it's all to get your emotions up so that you will turn your brains off and allow the cretins to do what they want to do. Yahweh's people, it's time to stand in the gap. I hope the soldiers of Yahweh are paying attention. I hope the sons of Yahweh will start forming at the local level, because it's our job to protect our loved ones. As that one banner that was sent around showing the Spartan warrior with his helmet, shield, and spear getting ready to go into battle, he said, "I do not go forward because I hate my enemy. I go forward because I love those behind me." The men of Israel, the white Aryan warriors, as we go into battle, fellas, it isn't hatred of our enemy. It's the love of our wives, our children, our posterity that we are fighting for. Those behind us, our brothers and sisters, our racial family. It's a call of duty. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Have you heard that one before? You should have. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. As Laura said on her program some time ago, folks, ain't none of us getting out of this alive. How very true. From the time you're born, our ultimate ending is physical death. It's part of life. It is not to be feared. And in fact, the scripture says, he who will love his life, meaning you who will try to save your life at all costs, will lose your life. Not only the life here, but in the hereafter. Yes, none of us want to leave ahead of time. Of course we don't. We have many things we want to do, people we want to see and be around, loved ones we want to see grow. Every one of us has those things. But if you put those things above doing what is right and duty, then Yahweh says you have become a blasphemer. Why do you think he said you should love nothing on this Eretz, this earth, this plane? You should love nothing here more than him. He said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life." He also said that ye shall know the truth and it shall set you free. We here at Eurofolk Radio are doing our very best to present those truths to you. We're not here to make money. None of us are making money doing this. None. Virtually none. There's an occasional, I can't speak for the other hosts, but for me anyway, there's an occasional donation comes in, but you couldn't live off of it, let me tell you. Not even close. In a way, I'm kind of glad. That's the way it should be. This isn't done because of a financial desire. Now, if you want that, you go listen to Alex Jones. You go listen to Rush Limbaugh. You go listen to the Jew, Michael Savage. You can go listen to a whole host of people that'll blather your ear up one side and down the other. Tell you all kinds of goodies that'll make you feel good. It'll deceive you and take you down the rabbit hole the wrong way. And they're doing it for millions upon millions of dollars. As my grandfather told me so many times, if you want to figure out who's doing what to whom and for what reason, follow the money. We've got a non-9824 says, I hate all antichrists, and there are a lot of them. That is more than enough fuel for me. Hallelujah for that. Stuart 41, it is not what you are killing. It is about what you're allowing to live. Amen. Some of us will survive. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Anon 9824 says Wickstrom is a con man who is only in it for the money. I normally don't say much about other people, but I happen to have personal dealings with that particular individual, and I would have to concur with what John says. In fact, it goes a whole lot deeper than that. All right, next on my list is these lying preachers. And again, if they were telling the truth, preaching the true words of the Christ, telling you who the Christ was, and he sure as hell was not a Jew. My God, that's the biggest lie of the century. No, he was not. We are the Israelites of the Bible. The word Jew is a made-up word. It didn't exist until a couple hundred years ago. So what's that tell you? Well, if that word didn't exist until somewhere in the 1700s, how did it show up in a Bible that's supposed to have been written by people 2,000 years ago? Did the translators do this on purpose? Maybe. Same with the word Gentile and a whole other words. In fact, Pastor Steve has now got a program on Eurofolk Radio every morning at 9 o'clock for an hour, and it's called Word by Word. And he'll take you into the original languages of the scripture if you're interested. And I think you should be interested, but I guess there's some people who aren't. So I pray in precatory prayer against these preachers, because they are leading the sheep astray, leading the sheep to slaughter, and they are reprehensible for that reason. No loyalty to them, and they are added to the list of the enemies of the sheep. And may Yahweh punish them accordingly. This happening in Orlando, I received some correspondence today from folks who were talking about the fact that isn't it strange that the scenario that was done in the nightclub there in Orlando very much mimicked the scene of the Red Wedding in the TV show Game of Thrones. Now, if you remember, there were some things that came out about that particular Red Wedding, and that's because the automaton in the White House referenced the Red Wedding scenario in the last press conference dinner, or the press dinner that he was at. And he mentioned that Red Wedding during that speech, and people thought it was kind of odd. And then he said something about the death of the Republic. And then months later, we get this nightclub charade, and it is pulled off very much the same way the Red Wedding was pulled off in the show Game of Thrones. Just an interesting point to bring up to the sheep. You know, it says that we, in the council of many, there is victory. And I've always subscribed to that philosophy. I do not know everything. I know the one who made me. I know the one who guides me. I know the one who will judge me. And I know the one who watches over me. That's all I do know. Unashamedly, I know that. Everything else, we are to work together line upon line, precept upon precept, and figure this thing out. In the council of many, there is victory. One thing we do not need in our leadership of the Israelites at this time is ego. We don't need leaders that are full of ego. I will not get into a foxhole with people that have huge egos. I'd rather get into the foxhole with the guy that says, well, I don't know everything, but if I do know it, I'll tell you the truth, and if I don't know it, I'll admit it, but I will find an answer for you. I'll get into the foxhole and fight the fight with that guy before the egomaniac. Now, I don't want any egos. Not in my foxhole. It was pointed out to me, too, a lot of this stuff that's going on right now is to get us to cry wolf. You know, the old fairy tale, the old children's fable about the wolf, the boy that cried wolf too many times, and then finally when the real wolf showed up and he cried wolf, nobody came to his rescue. They have been pinging on us for decades now with false flags, and that was pointed out to me that maybe that's part of what they're doing. They're getting guys like you, Dan, and Eli, and David, and Laura, and all the rest to sound the alarm and then pull back so that when the alarm is sounded, when it's real, the sheep won't pay heed. That's why I'm not ringing a clarion bell right now telling you to run to the closet and get your weapons and your overnight gear because it's time to hit the street. I'm not going to make that call because, first of all, I believe what Scripture says. When Yahweh wants us to take to the street, it'll be as the lightning flashing from the east to the west. In other words, there will be no mistaking the call to arms. Now, there's people out here that are, just like the people in Venezuela, there are going to be people here storming the stores for supplies that are dwindling and everything else, but Yahweh's people should have been putting stuff away for months now, even years. We're not the ones out there doing that. It's the unprepared. It's the unbelievers. It's unfortunate, but some of our people will become cannon fodder in what's coming. It's sad, but there's nothing you can do about it. They have chosen their path. You cannot do anything about it. What we can do is protect those who do believe, those who do prepare, those who want to survive, those who want to do Yahweh's bidding in the bringing in of the kingdom and the destruction of the wicked. Hallelujah! There's not a person that I know of that's not ready to help in that fight. I don't know about you folks, but I'm tired of the innocent people dying, the babies aborted, so that the Jews can use the fetal material for cosmetics and research for high dollar. It's all about the money. It's always about the money. I'm tired of the people that are laying in beds fighting cancer with their damnable radiation and chemotherapy when there are much safer, much less expensive methodologies that are every bit as good, if not better. But it's not lucrative. And the professionals don't want to say anything because, after all, there's no money in it. But people, brave hearts like Dr. Lorraine Day and Dr. Major and Dr. Donald Kelly, I know them, and there's many, many more. They have spoken out, and they paid the price for speaking out. They had their licenses pulled. At least Dr. Lorraine Day did. I believe Dr. Kelly gave up his because they wanted to help people. They cared about that more than the license and the money. Now, that being said, with what we see going on and what potentially is in the works between now and the end of this month, or possibly till September, but certainly within the next month or two, there are some very serious things that we should take into consideration. Therefore, I will reiterate yet again, have enough in your home to sit tight for a minimum of 3 months. That's not that hard to do. We're not talking about having lobster and steak and Ritz-Carlton type meals for 3 months. You're talking survival, people. You just put away what's necessary to keep you alive for 3 months. The food, the water, the medicines, the weapons, the shelter for 3 months to stay out, away from the crowds, away from the violence, and wait for our orders to go after them. Let them play out. their little charade here. The scriptures are very clear that they'll tempt it. They're going to tempt it. They've already sent the flood of aliens in here, exactly as the book says. Pretty soon, Yahweh has told us that the earth is going to swallow them up. We don't know what that means. Could it literally be the opening of the earth and they fall into gigantic sinkholes? Well, it could be. I find that a little hard to believe, but it could be. Or could it be a euphemism that the earth will be the tomb that they will be dumped into as we mow them down? It could mean that too. All we know is that they're going to end up in the dirt where they belong. And all of you soft-headed and soft-hearted morons out there that want to suck up to all these minorities and everything else, you may end up in there with them. That's Yahweh's call. I read a thing today where there's an attorney in Florida for the state that's saying that our growing food is not a fundamental right. Now, can you believe that? The growing of your own food is not a fundamental right. Well, I got news for you, attorney. You're full of crap. When, oh when, Father Yahweh, will the men take a stand? When, oh when, Father Yahweh, is that Ezekiel 37 army going to show up? I know Ezekiel foretold that it will. I believe that the pouring out of your spirit has already begun. I know there's certainly a lot of walking dead amongst me, and that's what that's referring to, spiritually dead people, those dead and dry bones in that valley. They're supposed to come alive. Father Yahweh, please, how much longer do we have to wait? Another report I saw is that the bankers, of course they're saying it's the governments, but really it's the bankers. They control our government stooges. Is calling for a European Union army that they can control themselves, because the European Union is made up of unelected bureaucrats tied in with the bankers. So isn't that cute? They want their own army. Well, why is that? Because the people are waking up and they are starting to become paranoid, fearful, and they should. They should. Once that Ezekiel 37 army comes here, you guys are toast. I pray every day, Yahweh, allow me the honor, please, to be here in the flesh to see that happen. Please, whatever you want me to be, I'll carry the bullets, I'll carry the water buckets, I'll work in the hospital. I just want to be part of it. You give the order, I'll be out in the trenches, I'll be on the front lines. Wherever you want me, Father Yahweh. But let me be part of that rounding up, that destruction of these wicked, demented Satanists from the pits of hell that have descended upon this earth. My God. Now, speaking again of Orlando, did you know that there were drills? There were actual drills conducted covering such an incident 3 months and 6 months before the event at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. So 3 months prior to the event and 6 months prior, there were law enforcement and other agencies conducting drills for such an event. So here we go again. Drills, crisis actors, fake blood, people being caught when they thought they were off camera, wounded, walking and laughing and joking around. Just like the one video showing the police chief talking about such a tragic thing happening in a city, and one of the law enforcement guys walks up behind him. He didn't know the camera was rolling, and he's laughing and patting them all on the back. Just another day at the office. We're getting to play like there's a disaster. I don't know if they're told that the media was going to turn it into, quote, a reality when they're doing these drills, or whether they're led to believe that it's just a drill and nothing will come of it. But then what do they do afterwards? Oh, that's right. They signed non-disclosure agreements, didn't they? Oh, that's right. And besides that, just as they did with the USS Liberty when the Israelis strafed, bombed, and torpedoed a United States Navy vessel, the Admiralty of the United States and the officers of the Navy went to visit the survivors and threatened them to keep their mouths shut. So not only do they have legal documentation, non-disclosure documents, but the powers that be will actually threaten these people with physical violence to themselves and to their families if they don't keep their mouths shut. So we don't know which is the case. They're ignorant of the fact that they're part of a great big staged event, or whether they do know, but they are sworn to secrecy because they will be executed if they speak out. Of course, that's when Yahweh finds out who the men are, don't they? Doesn't he? He finds out who the real men are, the real people of Yahweh, the people who truly love the truth versus the lie. Anon 9824 says here, the European Union Army will be to move, say, British troops into Turkey, while Turkish troops will be in France. It will be a great way to help revolution in the name of Islam. Of course, the Jews have this all worked out. The Jews do. However, the good news is it's not going to go according to plan. Yahweh very specifically told us through the prophets that everything that these Cretans and these Bolshevik Zionist Jews are doing, everything they have planned to do to you and me is going to turn around back on their heads only double, meaning twice. Whatever the disastrous or villainous plans are that they have made, you can double it. And that's what's going to bounce back on top of them. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Real quick, I want to talk to you for a minute about a book. A very dear friend of mine has lent me his copy, and I'm reading it right now. It's called The March of the Titans, The Complete History of the White Race by Arthur Kemp, K-E-M-P. This book is huge and has a ton of information in it, but I'm going to highly recommend that. At the same time, I want to tell you about a new show. Well, it's not actually a new show. It's a new segment that we're going to do as part of By Yahweh's Design. I have a brother by the name of Phil. I'm going to refer to him as Professor Phil, and his background is in history. I believe his degree is in that, and also his passion is in history. And so he is going to come on from time to time, and we're going to have history lessons, not the least of which, of course, will be the truth about World War I and World War II, the truth about the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the truth about Adolf Hitler and the other leaders of the Reich, the truth about who did what to whom during that war, the truth about the involvement of the Bolshevik Jewish communists and what they have done to innocent people for decades upon decades upon decades, hundreds of millions of innocent people. Folks, we're in the tribulation. You people out there looking for a coming tribulation, I don't know what you're looking forward to, because what do you call this? What do you call the past 150 years? With the body count that goes well into the hundreds of millions just in the wars. We're not even counting abortion, murder, death by food poisoning, death by medical malpractice, death by pharmaceuticals, death by starvation, purposeful death by starvation, and on it goes. What do you call that? I'm curious, please. Somebody, I call that tribulation. I know I'm ready for it to end. I'm ready to do whatever the Father asked me to do. I sure as hell hope that the rest of you are there. I know you're out there. I'm just kind of being facetious a little bit. I hope as all these reports come in that one unmistakable conclusion is being reached by every thinking white man and woman out there. And again, it is unmistakable what I'm about to tell you. Every act of violence, treason, espionage, murder, rape, prostitution, drugs, kidnapping can be laid at the feet of the Jew. Because if they weren't involved, if they hadn't usurped and infiltrated our societies and our governments, these things would be squashed by righteous men. There'd be next to no crime, much like where I grew up as a boy. Predominantly white, the few blacks that lived in that area lived in their own section peacefully. Nobody bothered them and they didn't bother us. So I know what that's like. But righteous men would answer the call. We didn't rely on police departments. We sure as hell didn't rely on any military. The men of the community knew what to do if anybody caused trouble. Much as the Ku Klux Klan. Everybody says it was out to murder blacks and Jews. Well, yeah, if a black or a Jew murdered or raped somebody in their community, of course they hung. What do you expect? You see, you never asked that question. You just listened to the Jew propaganda and you just go, well, see, they just hated all black people and Jews. They just went around with them hoods on and they just hung them people. That just shows your level of ignorance. You know that? You're absolutely sickening anymore. I get around white people that are that ignorant, and they make me actually nauseous because of their just vile stupidity. And not only that, but they like it so. That's what really bothers me. It's one thing to be ignorant, but ignorance can be fixed. But willful ignorance cannot. And as Joe Cortina called it, criminal. It's criminal. When you're that ignorant and you don't do anything about it, it's a criminal act. But you know what else? It says so in the Bible. And this is what really disturbs me. These same white morons crying for whatever the Jew tells them to cry for. If they read their Bible, it says right in there, in the words of Christ himself, as he was talking to the pusillanimous Jews of that day, you are responsible for all of the innocent blood shed from Adam to this day. Those are the words of Christ. How come the preachers aren't talking about that? How come the congregation members aren't talking about that? Why? Has anybody asked that question? Why? Why aren't you reiterating what Messiah himself warned you about these people? And then with a little bit of research, like a lot of our brothers and sisters are doing now, as our network grows, line upon line, precept upon precept, in the council of many, there is victory. The Jew is the maggot in the woodpile, folks. You don't like hearing it? Too bad. You haven't done your homework. Either that or you're on their side and your shekels are jiggling in your pocket, you little traitors. Get away from us. Revelation says Babylon's falling. What we're witnessing now is the last gasps. For those of you who have watched somebody die, especially in combat, it's a sad thing to lose a brother or sister in war or in any other situation, but the last gasp as that soul fights to survive. It's sad to see a comrade go, but it's not sad to see a Jewish created Babylonian system in its last gasps. Yeah, you make your attempts, fellas. We know what you're up to. I was listening to a report that said the Baltic Dry Index has gone down to 608. And again, this number is typically in the tens of thousands. And it's clear down at 608. There was another report showing a vessel. And again, this is not confirmed, but it does kind of make sense. So it was showing a vessel leaving the harbor without unloading its cargo in, I believe, California. And it was postulated that it was because they had not come up with something other than Federal Reserve notes to pay for the goods on the ship. Does that fit with Revelation when it says that the merchants are weeping and wailing? Does it fit with the book of Revelation when it says that the people were not buying their goods? It's in the book, folks. Why are you astonished? I say hallelujah. Now, that means some things are going to start disappearing off the shelf, but, you know, those that have been getting ready ahead of time, it's not going to be so bothersome. Besides, out of this chaos and out of all of this stuff, Yahweh's people will learn to stand on their feet again. And once we get rid of the wicked and the righteous remain, do you know how fast it's going to turn around? It'll make your head spin. It'll be that fast. It won't take long. And everything will be restored as it should be. That's what Adam was put here. Adam, the white race. Those that show blood in the face, rough and ruddy. Only a pure white blushes. You ever notice that? We're the only ones that show blush, that show blood in the face when we get angry or we're embarrassed. Basically, when the adrenaline is pumping, we show blood in the face. That's what Adam is referring to. Rough and ruddy, blood in the face. That's what we were put here for. The first Adam, Adam, the first of our race, was put here to tend the garden. Look at the garden. It's a mess. It's full of weeds. It's stymieing the growth of good and natural things because we're not doing our job. I want to recommend to you a couple of websites if you want to get information about what's happening. The X, and that's the letter X, X22 report, is, as far as I know, it's very, very accurate. There are lots of good articles on newswithviews.com. Now, there's a few in there that are addressed to Jews, and I think there's even a rabbi that contributes. Of course, I don't read any of that. I'm not buying that story. I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid. Because some people say, well, you know, there's good ones. Really? Show me in the Bible then, please. Show me in the Bible where Christ said, well, there's some of you that do the works of your father, the devil, but those over there, they don't do it. Show me where Obadiah differentiates between one group and the other group. If you can show that to me, then I'll go along with that. As far as I'm concerned, the Dr. McCowles and the Brother Nathaniels and all that are there to try to convince us that there's good ones so that we're confused about who our enemies are. That's what I believe. But it's not my call to make. That's the good news. Yahweh said, I will separate the wheat from the tares. I will separate the wheat from the tares because you might root up some of the wheat. Does our Heavenly Father understand the situation? I would say he does. You and I are ignorant at times. We can't see through people. We can't determine what's in the hearts of men. People are deceivers. Therefore, he said, I'm not going to give you that job. We will have a job to do in the overthrowing of the wicked, but that's after Yahweh has separated. In other words, we're not going to go into this battle guessing. Yahweh makes it very clear that he will separate and identify, as in the stories in the Old Testament about the man with the ink horn, followed by the swordsman, and he went through and marked the people, and then the swordsman took out the people they were supposed to do. The Holy Spirit, Yahweh, his angels, whatever he chooses, will mark the enemy. There will be no doubt. There will be no let up, and there will be no mercy for our enemies. I sure hope you're paying attention. No mercy for our enemies. Our ancestors did that, and that's part of the reason we have the trouble we have today. That will not be repeated. Again, X22 report, newswithviews.com, and the other one that I highly recommend is the SGT, that's Sierra Golf Tango report, SGT report. Usually has some pretty good stuff there too. Now there's other ones, but we don't have enough time to go into that. I also want to tell you again that if you want to know the history of the Israelites, there's a lot of good books. March of the Titans, of course, is a good book, but I have not finished it yet. But I have read all of the works of Stephen Collins in Royal Oak, Michigan, and his books tracing the wanderings of the Israelites and what names they went by and all of their magnificent works, which would fit in with the story of March of the Titans, because we are the Titans. So I would recommend his books. The only problem with Stephen Collins, like so many people, whether he did it intentionally or not, I'm not sure, but it's like he put in little sections there to sort of placate the Jews. So, again, I don't know if he did that intentionally or just so he could publish his books, whatever. But those sections I cross out. And I cross out every Bible I have, every book I have. When the term Jew comes in there, I take a pen and I cross it out. It's a made-up word. The word Jew is made up, especially in a Bible. You got to go back to the Greek, Judaios, and figure it out if it's Judean or Judahite, because that's the two words or the two groups represented by that Greek term. And if you don't know that, then you can't translate properly. And in today's time, we got these people who are called Jews, but, well, are they Ashkenazi Jews? Are they Sephardic Jews? Are they conservative Jews? Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. You got the Khazarians, who are about 95% converts to Judaism. So obviously they weren't around at the time of Christ. However, they've adopted and become Jews. They've become the very people, the Sadducees, the Pharisees that Christ condemned. Demons. And they do the works of their fathers. So they did do a conversion. It's no different than when we convert to Christ, when we accept Christ into our hearts and his saving grace, there is a conversion. Before then, we are Israelites, but we're not restored to the Father. We haven't accepted the sacrifice made. That's why he said, when you invite me into your heart, there is a change. If there's no change, there's no conversion. See how that works, folks? It's not just a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. That's why he said, judge them by their fruits. The fruits of individuals reflect their value system, which means it also reflects their attitude, their spirituality. What drives them? For instance, Washington, D.C. is a city that's the inhabitants of every vile creature you can imagine. What's coming out of Washington, D.C. other than absolute vileness? even to some of the state legislatures and state government buildings and the governors. Vile creatures. You see, we forgot the teachings of Christ. We forgot the teachings of the prophets. We forgot the teachings of the founding fathers. First of all, these people are supposed to be of our race. But not only that, they're to be men of good standing and believers, so that they have the full faith and confidence of the people that they will behave appropriately. Because I don't know about you, but I don't have time to go to Tallahassee and keep an eye on the governor and the other people in the state House of Representatives and the state Senate. Do you? I don't. That's why you want men of quality, men of good character. We forgot that. We elect people now based on what they promise us. How many free things, or how much of life will you guarantee I won't have to suffer from, even if it's my fault, even if it's through my own ignorance? That's where we've come as a people. It's pretty sick, actually. Just read another report that they're going forward with this, forcing our women to sign up for the draft. And trust me, folks, if you don't think your daughters and wives, if you don't think they're going to get sucked into the next conflict, you're dumber than a box of rocks. They're not pushing for this unless they intend to use it. So not only is it our sons who will bleed the ground red for these Jews, now they want your daughters to bleed the ground red for the Jew. Unbelievable. Not only that, but that will put the final nail in the coffin of the U.S. military. Mark my words. I know a lot of you think I'm crazy, but that's okay. I really don't care. But you mark my words. Forcing women, first of all, we've already allowed them in combat roles, but implementing women into our military, in our fighting units, is the end of the effectiveness of our military. It's gone. And I don't mean to tick off the men and women in uniform. I'm sorry. If it offends you, I'm sorry. But the truth is the truth. It has never worked in all of history. It will never work in the future until Yahweh changes the way we're built and the way we're wired. It will never work. That's just the way it is. You believe whatever you want. After all, it's a feel-good society we live in, so if it makes you feel good thinking that that'll work, well, then you go right on ahead. As it says, you can ignore the truth, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring the truth. And the United States of America and our brothers and sisters of Europe are going to find out what the consequences are of ignoring that truth. You've already let the Jew in. You've already let them supplant your financial institutions, your government, your medical, the pharmaceutical, now even the production of food, your media. You did not pay the heed. You did not pay heed to the advice and the warnings of our founding fathers, as well as that in Scripture, and you will pay the price. There is currently a travel advisory throughout Europe, Lebanon, Syria, and possibly Venezuela. But I did read tonight that Europe, Lebanon, Syria, and I believe there was one other place, under a travel advisory. According to the report I heard, it also talked about the fact that some of these places have pulled out the ambassadors and their families and support personnel. Somebody knows something, don't they? All righty. I think I've covered pretty much everything. It was a long list, and if I sort of went scattering about, I apologize, but I threw this together rather quickly because things are just happening that fast. I do want to remind everybody that we should be in prayer daily. We have a lot of brothers and sisters who are suffering a lot. They're under assault as we speak. For those of us who are able, please devote some time daily in sincere prayer for the benefits of our people, their protection, their health, their well-being, their prosperity, everything. Many people are under assault, many of the workmen and work ladies for Yahweh, I know personally, are some of them under assault. But then again, I've also seen the blessings from Father. And so I just would I would just exhort all of us to hang on to the fact that, as it says in Scripture, everything works to the good. Believe it or not, everything. When it says that, it means that. Everything works to the good for those who love our Heavenly Father. Though we may not see it right now, trust me, I've been there many times. But the day will come when you will see it. Trust in the Father. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Scripture says that at the end of the age, the deception would be so great that even his elect would be deceived if it were possible. And why is it not possible? Because we belong to him. The enemy cannot surveil, interfere, shut down the web, shut down the cell phones like they did in Florida during the Orlando ordeal. Verizon was cut off throughout the state of Florida. You see, that's what they do when they're pulling off their staged events or their, quote, drills. They're giving you a hint of what they'll do. They shut down Verizon, or I should say Verizon voluntarily shut down service over the vast majority of the entire state of Florida. Anon1370 says, great show tonight, Pastor Dan. Thank you, and you are most welcome. And I can see I'm almost out of time, so let's end this with some prayer here real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor that you and you alone deserve. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We know the hour is late. There is much tomfoolery going on, much being planned by the wicked. Let us remember that you are in charge. We are your people, called by your name. We stand ready to do what you wish us to do. And in the meantime, we will not fear them, but we will rejoice in you and we will help each other. We will reach out as a group, as a family, to each other, network with each other, and as a group, we will find victory over our enemies. We pray for your coming to be soon, the kingdom to be soon, and the end of the wicked to be very, very soon. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.